This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show! Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Carly.
What? Okay. Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, we did a play. What can I say? We performed our little hearts out.
And we killed it. I'm surprised we don't have awards by right now. I am surprised people aren't on their knees, Liz, begging.
Honestly, all I have to say is, where are our EGOTs? Yeah. We deserve them. We did a musical. And it was beautiful. We had some beautiful songs in there. And what else? We had a nice cast party. We all got partied up. And now we are back at Burn Fort.
Yeah, it was Griana's first time performing as well, which is kind of a big deal. Secretly.
It was kind of a big deal. After your big, the unmentioned trial with Nickelback, you guys have how many bodies?
Eight bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But
bodies.
We have patches.
Yes.
Yeah, from the other four.
From the other bodies.
Wait. We have 9 bodies.
Because we had to give up
we
one.
We gave one away.
You lost 3 bodies in the roller coaster, and then Nickelback bargained for an additional body.
So we can get out.
Okay, that's right. We have 8. My B.
So sad.
Yeah. So, and then you guys went back to the town outside, and then did a play there.
Of course.
And as one does. And so, perhaps bitten by the musical theater bug, you guys are on the way back. Who's driving?
Kai.
Great. Zil, you are having particularly weird dreams this time around. Something about a book and being 7 million gold coins in debt. It's a stress dream.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
In my dream and in real life while sleeping.
And Kai and Griana, those of you who are still awake, please roll a perception check.
I kind of wake up the carriage jolt a little bit, so I'm like...
6. My eyes are not on the road.
Ooh, crit fail.
Oh, cool.
Great. We're chatting.
I just kind of feel, like, exhausted, but I also feel, like, really energized at the same time. It's just that, like, post-show grogginess,
I guess.
Oh,
my God, no, it's the post-show fog.
I totally know that.
What?
I'm asleep.
Oh. Hey, I think
I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming about. A library.
Wait.
The library.
That's right. Oh, yes. Of course. That's what we just talked about.
Griana.
What?
You should like tickle Zil's nose or something. Wake her up.
Okay. Zilly. All
right. I tickle their nose. You feel like a bug's on your nose.
Smack it as hard as I can.
All right, Griana, your hand is. Smacked.
Okay, so that was a bad idea. My hand just got smacked.
And then, as you're turning back from, like, being turned and looking at Zil, you turn back around, and you are met with 2 beady eyes who are sitting on the edge of the cart looking at you. And it is it's this small but pretty decently intimidating-looking falcon.
Oh, and hello,
Brianna,
there.
I need you to roll a history check.
Okay. What would I add to that?
Crit failed.
No, that's a 7. Oh, I crit failed.
Is that 2 crit fails in a row?
That's...
Damn, girl.
All right, new D20, please.
Fuck. New D... All right, you're right.
So this bird looks absolutely unfamiliar to you.
Damn it! I bet it... I know it.
But you are... There are 2 things tied to its feet. One seems to be a small parcel, and the other seems to be a roll of paper.
I don't know what's going to happen. Excuse me. Can I grab that off of you?
All right. So you reach to grab the piece of paper, and you pull it free.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, Griana.
You guys.
Your parents.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to absolutely... Fun fact, Carly Strait is bad at opening letters. Is bad at opening parcels.
Do you need me to open it? Or are you
I got
okay?
it. I, She's slowly getting there. But surely. Okay. Holy shit, I'm so excited. Oh, it's long.
Oh.
Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. My parents. Zill, wake up. Sorry. Ah! Zill, wake up.
What?
Zill, my parents wrote me back. My parents wrote me back. My parents. Okay.
What does it say?
Okay.
What does it say?
She agree. Okay. Dearest Griana, our darling child, of course, our heart mourns. Not to hear of the passing of the meat shop, but to hear of the pain you must have gone through. I miss them. The meat shop, which was once your guiding light, is no longer able to shine for you. It breaks our heart. Troutbeck was a town full of unabashedly wonderful people, and to hear that their souls have been taken from this plane is unforgivable. Yes. Truth be told, my dear, you were always much, much fonder of the meat shop than we were. Excuse me.
What?
What we were fond of was the time we got to spend as a family and the learning we got to watch you experience as a result. For us, the meat shop was an intermediary between our last jobs and retirement. And that leads us to struggling to answer a question we should have answered long, long ago. Eh? Okay. See, we have always been hunters, just as you are. But our ancestors, your ancestors as well, hunted things that we were more fantastical in nature than just simple game. Your parents, our parents, their parents were beast slayers. What? Oh my God. We have slain dragons, giants, elementals, and countless other horrors because it was simply our Aronde way. We abandoned this tradition in hopes of giving you and Frankie normal lives, and we've never regretted it. But the Arondes have protected many half-orc clans in the last 300 years, and this is undoubtedly what you are learning of. This news may be startling, but I think you know that you have had the blood of a true warrior in you all along. Count on this in the coming seasons, which are going to be some of this world's darkest. How do they know? The Hero's Gauntlet? That is no small feat. One year we stayed and watched the competition. At the end of it was one of the most cutthroat events we have ever witnessed, and we've witnessed quite a bit. The tourney was almost as intense as the political ongoings that masqueraded underneath it. Be careful you do not wade into these unknowingly. We could always come help you in dire times, but not only are we months travel from you, we worry we are not as spry as we used to be. Because they're half dead. If you are in need of more immediate assistance from Narande, we beg you to consider your brother. Though you have not always seen eye to eye, an Narande is something you can depend on in the darkest of times. You say you do not know what to do with your life, but we think you know. Good, Griana. Bring more good into this world, for no other reason than the world is in desperate need of it. That is the Narande way. And with that, greatness will find you. We have provided you with something that will aid you in staying steadfast in your convictions and your relentless pursuit of what is right. We expect no less of you. Also, Finkel, our falcon, hello, Florgetida is great this time of year. You should really come see one of these beachy sunsets. The tourists are bad, though. And so is the humidity. It really kills the joints. Good thing most of them are already dead. We love you, Mom and Dad.
Griana.
That's so sweet. What?
It's just so nice to hear from them. I guess with all this tragedy, I just didn't even think that they would have the answers. I didn't think anybody did. But they're my parents, you know? Parents have answers majority of the time.
Parents always know.
Oh, my God. Well, oh, my God. Did you hear what they said about my brother?
Contacting Frankie.
My brother? I know.
We should get in touch with him.
We should see what's in that parcel.
Okay, that's true.
you reach forward and you untie it from Finkel's other leg, okay. And you open it, and it is just a small necklace. And on the pendant, you see... It carries the same. It's really funny how quickly you recognize it. The A in the font of the sign outside your shop in meats, that A that was used in the design, you see on this pendant. And then on top of it is a single bow with three arrows and two spears on either side. And you gather very quickly that this is your family crest, of which you have never seen.
Two arrows. How to describe
it? So it's like a single bow, and then like, oh, I have a fucking whiteboard for this bullshit.
Okay, great. That would help. My family crest?
That's dope.
That's sick as fuck.
Yeah. that's freaking dope.
That's sick.
I wish I had a family to have a crest for.
Oh my God. Some people don't in real life have those.
I'll never see him again. I don't know. I left when I was 13. Didn't look back. Okay. It's part of my culture, Genazi way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although I am part human.
What? Okay.
My dad was a human.
This is so incredibly poorly drawn, so you will have to forgive it. But this would be like the two spears if they didn't look like Christmas trees.
Where's the A?
This is the bow. And then, so like, if this is the A.
Oh, dope.
So it's like,
oh, okay, it's an A, and then there are three spears in the middle.
Nope, three arrows, two spears on crossing through them.
Three, and then spears. So that's what everyone's been talking about. My parents are badass. They're not just meat shop owners, they're beast slayers.
They're badass meat shop owners.
Yeah. Brianna.
It runs in my blood. I'm a beast slayer.
I'm a beast slayer. Yeah.
I'm not
a fucking beast.
I'm not a meat slayer. You're a beast slayer.
Oh, I forgot to mention that while you are wearing that, and I'll give you an item card probably next session, but while you are wearing that, you will get +2 on all damage rolls against creatures large or bigger.
Dope. That's like what I get. Just for being me.
Okay, well, this is special for me, though. Large or bigger. You guys, I've never felt more connected to my family than I have in a while, ever since the meat shop burned down, and it turns out that doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter that the meat shop is gone.
Sounds like it was just like a little project.
Well, it was their version of normalcy, a little project, no. It was like their version of normalcy for us. But they went off and they're doing what our family's truly meant to do. And now I'm doing what our family's truly meant to do. The meat shop's gone. Normalcy's gone. The town I grew up's gone. So I'm vegetarian.
Right.
I'll say it. I'm vegetarian.
We know.
Well,
you've dropped hints.
Okay.
Yeah, you dropped a lot of hints.
Okay. Well, I'm saying it now. I'm freaking vegetarian.
Good for you.
And in that meat shop, that's the old me. That's the old Gree.
This is the new Gree.
And now I'm gonna join the centuries and centuries of Arantes, and I'm gonna be a beast slayer. I already am a beast slayer.
Hell yeah!
You fought centipedes
and a Demogorgon and.
And who knows what you're going to fight next?
Who knows what we're going to fight next? Yeah. Because you guys are joining the Arondes as beast slayers.
Yeah. Hey, wow. I say when all this chaos is over, we go visit your parents, visit Inflor, get our beach party on.
They invited us. By the way, is Finkel still here?
Yeah, Finkel's just like chilling on the
Finkel, the family falcon, of course.
You can send him a message back if you want.
Oh, yes. Could. Okay, I'm going to do that right now.
To them?
To my family.
Which part?
What? To my parents.
To your parents? Okay.
Well, they did suggest that I reach out to Frankie. He should know.
Wait. Now that Mavis is gone, do you think Frankie would want to compete in the tournament with us?
Oh.
That's fair. That's very fair. We do need a fourth person.
Do you think? I mean, that's...
That's only if you're up to it.
Yeah. We don't know him.
Hold on.
If you guys are looking at a timeline, though, you need it's Thursday, and you need a fourth member by Saturday, or you're going to be eliminated.
So that's not happening.
You know what? Whatever happens, I think I am going to reach out to my brother. I'm glad that I talked to my parents. I don't know how I didn't do that sooner. I don't like him, but he's annoying as hell. But
oh, that's right. You guys don't get along.
No, we don't.
Sorry. Never mind about the fourth team member. You probably can't get here soon enough anyways.
No, but you know what? He should know. I mean, I don't even think he knows that we're beast slayers. So I have to tell him. I have to talk to him.
Where's he? Where is he right now?
He's at Julie Bard.
Yeah, he's off at Julie Bard. He's at school. I knew that. That's very talented, whatever. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to talk to my brother. I'm going to write him a letter, but I could do that when we get back to Jack and Jill's. I need to compose my thoughts.
Yeah.
I need to reread this.
Think about what you're
going to
say, you know?
I actually cried while writing that.
I felt pretty emotional reading this.
It's a great letter.
Thank you.
I wish I could reread it. That was crazy. I've just been waiting to get this letter for a really long time.
Let's head back.
Let's
get back. Yeah, all right.
Oh, we do not need the sound effects.
Hey, I'm Driver. Radio, anyone?
Yes, can we play?
Is Finkel still with us?
Finkel,
meet Iga. My Al Griffin and our family friggin' hawk, Falcon. You're our family Falcon. This is my Al Griffin.
Yeah, you piece it together that you've actually seen this Falcon like outside your house as a child a lot. And then you're like,
Finkel. Okay.
No, you actually never have heard his name before.
Well,
you would just like see him occasionally and just thought it was a bird that sort of lived around Troutbeck.
Oh, Finkel. Then that means Finkel. That means you are the Beast Slayer Falcon. You're a part of my parents' secret identity. Cool. Okay. Well, Finkel and I get to know each other. You're going to be spending a little time, brother and brother and sister. They're family members.
Yep.
They're just out.
Family by spirit?
Family by spirit.
Their spirit.
By blood.
Yeah. Let's just mix their blood together real quick.
Aw. Okay.
Well, so you guys start
get
heading
cozy.
Back. It takes about a day. You guys, it's around Thursday afternoon as you guys start getting into town. And you see Burnfort in the distance. And as you are approaching the city, I need to know what your first destination is.
Drop off these bodies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Drop off the bodies.
Okay, where?
The body collectors?
Yeah. To the families?
No.
Right?
No.
I don't know. A funeral home.
It was, we presented the task so long ago. Can I see the board?
It might have been taken off the board. I'll reread it to you.
Thank you.
It said, a small band of military officers were killed while on a mission in the Verdant Peaks. Escort their bodies back to Burnfort so they may have a proper funeral. Visit General Lorwyn for details.
General Lorwyn.
To General Lorwyn's. Oh, my God.
You really don't need to be doing that.
Stop that.
We're here.
We screeched to a stop.
Outside?
No, we're going. Hey, guards.
No, yeah, we rolled up to General Lorwyn's place.
Okay, so there is everybody roll a you may roll intelligence, you may roll wisdom, you may roll charisma to try and figure out
17
where you would probably need to take
13.
These bodies.
Ooh, intelligence,
sure.
20.
Great. You know, we've been walking around this city for a while now. Kai, you know that near around the arena in the Imperial Crest District, which is the furthest, the highest up part of town, closest to the castle, is Fort Zoleri, which is the military holding here in Burnfort.
Fort Zoleri?
Yes.
Fort Zoleri.
Fort Zoleri.
Z-O-L-E-R-I.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Fort Zoleri near the arena? That sounds like General Lorwyn would be there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's our best bet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't really know as well as you, but I mean, you sound pretty confident, so yeah.
All right, let's
go. I trust you.
Gamp!
Nope. Stop that.
To Fort Zoleri we go.
All right, so you guys are riding all the way up to the very top of the cliff of Burnfort. It takes you a hot minute to get there, traffic.
It's rush hour.
It's rush hour. And you guys approach this fortress. It mimics the beautiful marble design of the castle itself, but it's sterner in nature, sharper corners and obviously built for safety. Obviously, it is of the same royal brand, but this is a bit more of a serious operation. So you guys are pulling up to the 6-story building, which is one of the taller buildings you've ever seen that is not castle-like.
Whoa.
And you approach its gates.
Is there a person there?
There is a watchtower.
Can I roll?
Sort of at the top of the gate.
Roll for perception?
Sure.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
16.
14.
Might as well do the same. 19.
No, right. actually 15.
Oh, 6. So, yeah, you all can see that there's someone who's just sitting up in the watchtower.
Hey!
Hello!
Excuse us!
We have the bodies!
We gotta drop them off, and then we'll be on our way, please. The task.
And he leans forward, and you see this man. He goes, state your names.
Zilnire.
Griana Ronde.
Kai Abadite.
We're Team Langdale, and we just completed a task of collecting the dead bodies from the Thunder Gnome.
The bodies that died in battle.
Yes.
On that mountain.
They need to be returned to their families.
All right, I understand. Please do not explain it one more time.
It's the bodies.
Right, it's the bodies. The,
opening,
please.
Please open it up.
I'm opening the gate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Musical.
I still
we're coming down from a good high.
Yeah.
This is my lowest low. You walk through the gate and you hear some like stomping as that person kind of like comes down from the watchtower, and you guys step through and the gate closes behind you. And he sort of appears in front of you, and he's got, like, an eye patch and, like, grizzled hair, and and he says, all right, so y'all be needing to see Captain Lorwyn, as he was sort of the, not only the commander of those men, but just sort of in charge of dealing with hero team type.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you just point us in that way, we'll get going, and then we'll get out of your hair.
I'm going to take you that way. Come on this way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you guys, like, take the cart sort of, like, around this the side of the building as there's, like, a gate around it. So you're just walking it, like, inside the gate but outside the building. Great descriptions. And so you guys walk around sort of towards a back. And there seems to be, like, a bigger entrance maybe for big shipments and stuff. And he just sort of, like, turns to you guys and goes, I think it'd be best if y'all wait right here. I will.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Yeah. We appreciate that.
What's your name?
And your work.
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, I am I'm Bottrell.
Bottrell.
Nice to meet you.
Bottrell. We all shake hands.
That is
Bottrell.
A nice handshake.
So just go. And we'll be here.
Yeah, that's what I said I would do, so I'm going to...
Well, we believe you. Sorry, trust issues. We've been fooled by a clown.
It's okay. That's a story for another day.
Yeah, story for that. We'll get coffee sometime talking about it.
Man, I heard you. I heard you you Langdale types were weird, but...
You're weird. This is... What the heck?
You're just an eclectic group.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Just let him just go. Just let him go, guys. Just... It's fine.
And then he just sort of wanders off.
Are we all really insecures?
I forgot how the three of you handle interactions. I am slowly revisiting. And so here's the thing is, like, there's no NPC alive who wouldn't think it was weird. he disappears, and you're waiting for, like, 5-7 minutes. And you see this, like, sort of, like, bulky, but, like, a soft bulky... man sort of come out of the larger gate, very like long, bushy hair, super unkempt, and just strikes you as very like kind of unmilitary. But he's still wearing like the military uniform and stuff. But it just kind of seems weird to see just like a weirdly unkempt older man in it. And he says, All right, Langdale team, correct?
Yeah. Yes. We got these bodies.
Bodies for you, sir.
I will say we were able to recover most of the bodies, yes. but some
yes,
were
we had
unable.
12 men go missing in the Verdant Peaks.
Some we were unable to find.
Gnickelback refused
to give us. Some we were unable to find.
Some we were unable to find.
Yes, they were responding to a threat given by some local townspeople close to the region. They were able to not to describe much to us, so I will ask for you guys to give me an official recap of what took them and what sort of forces would need to be sent out in retaliation.
Echo. Yeah. Can we huddle for a sec, sir?
Oh.
That is one of the most suspicious things I've ever heard.
No.
It's just sorry. Just tell us. Tell me.
No.
What?
I just don't see why huddling is suspicious.
Yeah, it's not. We kind of were all like individually dealing with stuff while we were out there, so we just wanted to make sure
we all like went through some shit getting these bodies, and we just want to like get our story organized for you so that no rumors get started or anything like that.
Okay.
I mean, we'll huddle right in front of you.
Yeah,
please do.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, so.
All right, guys. Okay.
Okay, what are we saying?
Yeah, do we tell him? What are we supposed to say? I say we just tell him.
Can he hear us right now?
He's going to think we're crazy.
No, but we're not crazy. We have the bodies, and that's what we went through to get them.
So let's just be honest.
What if he sends more people there? That's the thing.
Let's be honest
about
that.
He said retaliation, which means if we tell him the truth, he's going to send more people.
Well, maybe.
And more people are going to go missing.
Well, maybe there are the right people who could take.
We barely got out of there alive. These guys are trained soldiers. They didn't get out of there
Maybe
at all.
There's some sort of magic that, I don't know. I think we should be honest, we should tell him, we should advise them not to send anyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, but I mean, he's not going to listen to us.
Okay, can I preface?
Yeah, Griana, you started off. You're good at easing the blow.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so.
He pulls out a notepad from his pocket and
Hello.
Flips it open.
All right, sir. So I just want to start by saying that it was a really hard couple of days for us.
Might have only been a day, but.
How long were you out there?
Like a day.
Like a day. But it felt like forever.
So, anyways.
You were in the park for a day. It was a day just traveled to and from.
Well, we were gone for 2 days, but we were there for a day.
Yes. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
I'm just telling you guys, you took a day to get there. You spent a day at the park.
Okay.
You spent a day helping
Blake's
here.
At the town,
And then you came back home. So you've been gone.
3 days.
This is the fourth day.
Okay, got it.
So I just want to start by saying that it was a really hard day while we were there. I was put under a trance. My other two teammates were fighting diligently. We do not advise sending the same type of troop that you sent there last time. We barely got out alive.
Or anyone. I wouldn't
or
send
anyone.
Anyone back there. It is a bloody
mess. If you send anyone there, it's going to be feeding the monster.
What is there?
There is some sort of supernatural happenstance going on over there. Something beyond our control. Beyond these guys is it control, obviously, because they didn't get out. We don't advise sending anybody back there unless it's somebody who's highly skilled in magic who could get rid of this supernatural happenstance.
Yes.
There seems to be a haunting of sorts going on. Anybody who goes there, very unlikely chance they can get out.
Where?
It's an old carnival. It's an old, beat-down, broken carnival.
I mean, it's obviously
the Thunder Gnome.
It's obviously being haunted.
It's haunted. No, it is psycho.
You have that look on your face. Do you know the Thunder Gnome?
Do you know the Thunder Gnome?
Who lives on Prairie Lane?
Shut up.
I had to.
But have you been there before?
No, but it is a word I've heard for unrelated reasons.
Well, it's real.
It's real and it's
haunted. What related
Psycho.
Reasons have you heard it in?
No, that's classified military information. Thank you. But you encountered the Thunder Gnome.
Yeah, and there was this clown named Gnickelback who is evil to the core. Bad guy.
He haunts the Thunder Gnome. He's basically the lord of the Thunder Gnome. And he will make sure that you don't get out.
You know what?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
No.
And he turns around and walks back inside. And you guys are just, like, left standing there for a few minutes.
Excuse him.
Did he just give us the hand?
The cold shoulder. That's what he did.
Okay.
It's don't think too much about it.
Let's not get offended. That's our problem. We always get offended.
Always.
Let's not think too much
and,
of it.
And you guys wait a few minutes, and then he returns with a a figure that seems somewhat familiar to the three of you, but it is becoming hard to place where. So I will need everyone to roll a history check.
Okay, then that would be
12,
15,
17.
15.
Okay, so above a 15. This is the same businessy visage that you saw inside Excellence's potion shop.
Oh.
The client that was before you. Who rolled the highest?
I did.
You overheard his name where you were at that shop, and I know for a fact that Liz Burton wrote it on his sheet
Milosh.
Several hundred times. Yes.
Milosh!
Yes. He is wearing a silver armband that indicates that he is a council member of Burnfort. For those of you who do not remember, the Council of the Burnfort Council is the functioning government here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Milosh, right? Correct.
Yes.
Hi,
yes,
my name is Zoe.
And then we catch on. Oh, yes, Milosh. Hello, Milosh. Nice to see you again, darling.
Milosh. I remember. We never fully actually got introduced. I remember seeing you at Excellence's a couple days ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, Excellence's.
Yes.
I see. Are you? You are the Langdale team. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Ah, yes. I saw you at the tourney this weekend. I'm hoping for a better show next time because I've heard delightful things about
have
you guys.
You?
Of course.
And they certain nice. Running in the sewers, if I've heard correctly.
Yes. It was a whole story. There's a lot more there.
Well, from what I hear, the royal family is very appreciative.
Oh, cool. Really?
Well, we're glad at least for that.
Oh, yes. Melvin the cat is a ferocious beast.
We try to do our best. we try to do the most good.
So, here. Yeah, so good. obviously, Captain Lorwyn, brought you out here for a reason. So, what is it that you can help?
I am out here hear what you have to say about what you guys encountered while you were out there.
So, summary of what we just said.
Can
basically.
We just say we reiterate everything we said?
Yeah. No, I need to hear what you specifically say.
So, basically, we were out trying to find the bodies. We went to the spot where the task said they were, and we ran into a supernatural happenstance, is what I said. Obviously, a haunted ground.
It's a haunted ground.
A haunted carnival, let's be real.
Well, the ground is haunted in the form of a carnival, yes.
Yes.
We met a small ghost who is the person probably haunting the land named Gnickelback. He called it the Thunder Gnome. And
you basically
we found most
there.
Of the bodies. Yeah. We were able to find most bodies.
Most bodies. How were they? How did you find them?
You had to play his games to get them.
Yeah. And it wasn't even guaranteed that you'd get them.
You had to win the bodies.
He was dangling.
And who is this him, will you say?
Gnickelback.
Gnickelback.
That's what his name is.
This haunted spirit of a clown.
We were saying we don't advise sending more troops there.
That is not to step on your toes. That will be for us to decide.
Yeah,
yes,
obviously.
We just want to give you our input, yeah. Though, is that do not send it because it feeds the beast.
Yeah,
you need to send a wizard, a grand wizard. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so upset.
Just some general safety questions. We will obviously have our people try to do cause of death, but do you have any immediate indications of what cause of death was?
Gnickelback.
They were mangled, right?
They were pretty bloody.
They were just No, they were just bodies.
They were bloody after.
I don't think you ever investigated, so you don't know.
We actually don't know. Okay. We were a little. We had our hands full a little bit with what was going on.
Understandable.
So unfortunately, we did not.
Is there any indication that other people have fallen into this trap?
There was a lot of other bodies, but they looked like they had been there for a very long time. A lot of skeletons and stuff like that.
It was tragic.
Creepy graveyard, really.
From what you can tell, was this a more corporeal being or something that was more spirit-esque?
What is corporeal?
I would say spirit.
Physical form.
Spirit. Because he could get into different places very fast.
He could
fast.
Transform. He could grow if he wanted to. He could appear in many different places at once.
Yeah.
He will psychotically
obviously
mess you up.
Magic of some sort.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yes. Okay. I noticed that there are only three of you standing in front of me. Did you lose one of your team members?
Oh, they're just not feeling well.
Okay, but there was no casualties.
No.
No
one died.
Okay.
Oh, well.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, there wasn't.
Sorry, I lost my buddy. It's okay. My ferret. It's fine.
I'm sorry to hear your loss.
He'll come back.
But we don't know.
He'll come back.
Is there anything else that you need?
You were only to obtain some of the bodies. Do you know what happened to the other few?
The other few are probably still in the carnival. We were not able to get them.
We weren't able to collect everyone. Unfortunately, we couldn't find them.
It wasn't a safe enough environment. We tried as hard as we could to get all 12 bodies, but unfortunately, this is all we could. We have some patches.
Are you confident that the other bodies are still in the park?
No.
What happened to them?
We think that Gnickelback is using them for maybe using them.
Like
or
for bait.
For
or
bait.
Something.
Yeah, maybe holding. Yeah.
Is this being's intention to lure more people in?
Yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
That's why we don't advise sending more troops.
Also,
we have quite a few people who are skilled in dealing with things of a more magical nature. This was actually something that we were not aware that it was a magical incident.
Little tip. He's going to give you carnival wear to wear.
Don't wear it.
Do not drink the Prepsi.
I don't think wearing
it,
because you guys didn't really put that carnival wear on.
He put it on me.
He put it on us.
There's a lot of magical stuff he uses to try to get you to stay. That's his main purpose. He wants to lure people in because he wants them to stay.
Yeah.
It probably makes him grow stronger.
So if he magically puts a t-shirt or shoes or gives you a drink...
rip it off then.
You can't drink the Prepsi.
Just don't drink the Prepsi.
It's a
Prepsi?
Dr. Prepsi.
Anything
drink.
Else?
Obviously, any information that you give us will be used in the...
Of course.
Court of law.
No. In the
investigation,
further...
The further investigations of what is actually going on there, right?
Yes. So
yes.
Is there any more vital information that you need to pass on?
I don't think so.
You're confident that we have all the information we need to move forward?
I mean, if there's anything we think of, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Please do.
We will contact you. Do you have a card? Do you have a number?
Do you have a raven?
Do you have an email?
You can find me either here or at the council chambers.
Very well. Thank you. That's good enough.
Thank you very much.
And I know that you guys were not able to ascertain all of the bodies, but...
We have some patches.
That will be great. I will take those as well. And we would like to extend an invitation for you to come to the...
funerals?
Yes. There will be one. I will make sure that
we'll
you...
We'll be there.
Of
absolutely.
Course. Proper
we're
invitation
there.
Set.
The souls that were
it will probably
taken.
Be sometime next week.
Of course.
Give okay. the families some time to prepare.
Yeah.
Tragic.
But we deeply thank you because thanks to your efforts, they may have some closure.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
course.
Thanks for all you
we're
do.
Sorry.
For
we're sorry we couldn't get all of them.
Yeah, we are deeply sorry. Please give our condolences to the families of the
yeah.
soldiers.
Yeah, I mean, we can give them ourselves.
We'll give them
week,
ourselves,
yeah.
and please give them the patches that
yes.
we were able to.
Yes. All right. Well, do you have any questions for me?
What was your name again?
Milos. That's Milos.
That's right, Milos. Milos, I knew that.
At that point, Milos says, I have nothing left for you guys. I will make sure that your points are properly rewarded. Is this your guys' first time to Burnfort?
Yes.
I passed through once.
What are you thinking of it so far?
You know...
It's a very large city. I don't think... I
wish we had more friends, but other than that, I think that it's nice
it's
and
beautiful.
Big. I've never been anywhere so big.
It's a beautiful city. I will say that.
Yeah, if I could afford to live here, I would.
There are plenty of affordable places to live in the city.
Well, we'll figure that out. We've
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of been overwhelmed.
We're on a tight budget.
It's fine.
What?
Sorry, I was just, you just said tight budget after winning a competition that gave you thousands of gold, and I disassociated from my body because most D&D parties would fucking kill for that.
She spent a lot of money on health potions.
She still has
a truth serum, and Griana still has a love potion.
I don't have a truth serum anymore because I gave it to Mavis, and she threw it against the wall.
I forgot.
And I'm really mad I brought it back up again.
Oh, angsty teen. Mueller sort of like takes pause and sort of nods at all of you and says, do you feel that the council has been doing its civic duty for you? Is there anything that you need to bring to our attention, or do you...
Well...
What? I don't think there's anything that we need to bring to the council's attention, at least at this moment, that I can remember.
We just want the council to know that we are here for the greater good of Burnfort, and we will do all these tasks to the best of our ability.
Mm.
And that is what we want you to know, council.
That is a winner's thing.
Yeah, we are here to win.
Yeah, how have you found the competition so far?
It's a little challenging.
It's a little tricky. But you know, yeah, I have to agree with Zell. It's bringing us together, and we're learning. That is the big thing, we're learning.
If you had to peg your number one competition, who do you think it is?
Oh.
Sorry, this has always been my favorite sport to follow.
Oh, gosh.
Regaliville, they're just annoying.
No, I wouldn't say there are competitions.
No, I just think they're annoying.
I think, I don't know. Hate to say it, Atville's kind of getting me.
I don't feel comfortable talking to this man.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll say the Septus, I like the people in, but they're kind of, they're sneaky.
They're the top-ranked team right now.
Yeah, Septus,
I have a question
sneaky.
About... Should I bring it out? I don't know if I should.
You already spoke it. You should.
No.
Speak your truth, Zill. Unless it'll get us in trouble.
I am nothing but a servant of the people. Please, if there's anything
I
can help you with.
I was just worried about a couple nights ago. The party.
The party. Which party?
The grand party.
That all the teams went to.
Oh, the one that...
At the mansion, yeah. Yes. And then the murder that happened?
Yes.
Is there any new information about that? Or?
None that can be revealed of this time. However, we've actually not announced that publicly yet. How did you come to know this?
We were there.
Me and Kai weren't there. Zill was there.
Zill was there, yeah.
I was actually pretty surprised when nobody asked me any questions while I was there. I'm one of the people who found the body. Nobody asked me questions that night.
We've spoken to Mavis, so.
What? What did she say?
You don't need to speak to me.
We heard that you both stumbled across the body as you were heading into the alleyway.
Yeah, I just found it a little odd that night nobody asked us any questions.
You left town pretty immediately, and we actually, did not hear that you were the first one. It was a bit of an error. We did not hear that you were the first one to stumble across the body.
It's okay. It's okay.
So did Mavis say anything else? Was she up to? Was she doing?
Where'd she go?
What do you mean, where'd she go?
Well, she's resting. She's resting right now. But did she mention anything, just anything, about us?
I think we should...
Go. It was lovely meeting you, sir.
It was lovely meeting the sewer team.
Mm. No, no,
no.
That's a good one. That's good.
Was that a joke?
I've heard about your unfortunate nickname.
Well, if you know what? If you could do anything, could you squash that? Could you call us like...
Just squash it.
Can you squash that and say, oh, actually, if you hear someone calling us the sewer team, can you be like, oh, I heard that they're amazing. So they're the amazing team.
Well, yeah. I think that just you'll have to create...
I think, yeah, we'll have to create a new name for ourselves.
You'll have to accomplish an even bigger act, one that rivals chasing a giant cat through a sewer.
Sounds great. Okay, well...
That can be done and will be done.
If
thank
it can
you
be done by
time.
Anyone, I believe it is you.
Oh, okay. Thank
Let
you.
Me know if there's any other way I can help you guys.
All right. We'll see you around.
All right. So you guys sort of turn around and start heading back out.
Well, that guy gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Really?
Yeah. Something's going on with him.
All right. Let's take note of him.
Don't worry.
Write that down. All right, do we head back to Jack and Jill's?
Do we want to do... if we want to regroup there, or if there's anything else we want
to
get...
Park our... Like, put our stuff away?
No. I mean, I could go for, like...
Take a walk together or something.
Let's go take a walk together.
Let's go take a walk.
So you guys still have, like, the cart itself, so...
Well, we're going to go drop that off.
Okay, so you go drop it off outside Jack and Jill's?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, tied to a tree.
Yeah, there's a stable there, so don't get crazy, but... Yes.
So we do our, you know, the mundane thing. We go, we drop it off, and then I think we want to go for a walk.
Okay, so you guys, you go and you set your stuff down, and then you go for a walk.
Do you guys want to come with me somewhere? Just, I've been a couple times. I didn't really tell you guys about it before, but I think you should see this place because it's a part of Burnfort. It was pretty interesting.
Really?
What is it?
Yeah. And then we can maybe, like, just go there and just hang out for a second, and then if we think of anything else we want to do today, we can just do that.
It is, like, 4 or 5 p.m., so just so you know what time it is.
I mean, yeah, why not? See the sunset.
It's a beautiful place to watch the sunset.
So what is this place?
I was thinking we can go to the ruins.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, ruins.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. It's pretty beautiful at the sunset.
I could go for a nice walk with my team.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's needed. I think it's needed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys begin. It's actually funny because you go from the top of the Burnfort Cliff to close to the bottom to return the cart, and then you start hiking back up again, as is the classic sort of getting around Burnfort. Are you stopping anywhere on your way, or are you just heading straight up?
Do you guys want to stop anywhere? Or?
Should we grab, like a sandwich to bring with us?
Oh, we do have free rats on a stick. Let's go get a rat.
I'd rather get a sandwich.
Yeah. I'd rather get a sandwich.
And unfortunately, Kai, the person who adores rat on a stick, is not in your party currently.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry to kill the mood.
So, yeah, I think we just pick up some sandwiches.
All right, you guys pick up some sandwiches.
All right, I get a tuna melt.
Thank you for clarifying.
We could talk about what we want to do tomorrow. Go anywhere, maybe go to Excellence again. I don't know.
Okay, so tomorrow...
We'll talk about that when we get there.
So you guys head on up towards the top of Burnfort, and the ruins are particularly beautiful at sunset, not only because you can see the sunset pass set over the verdant peaks of which you have just emerged from, but you can turn and look, and from the ruins you can see what the city became from the ashes of this particular horrific incident. Zill already had learned this, of course, taking their time coming here before, but Kai and Griana, you are faced with these small plaques that tell the story of Burnfort, of the not great people they once were, the Burnfort people, how they became conquerors, how they conquestors. And I was gonna say like colonizers, and I was like, let's not.
Conquestors.
And how they faced their absolute reckoning because of it.
Twice, right?
Mm-hmm. And you learn more about the curse the royal family has been put under. You learn all about these things. And it is a very somber place, but it is a place that is meant to acknowledge the past, the beauty and the ugly, but allow you to turn around and gaze upon the present and the future of Burnfort itself.
Wow. Zell, this place is beautiful. Thank you for bringing us here. I mean, I honestly had no idea the history. I had no idea any of this.
And I think it's important that we know this.
It is.
Because, there's obviously a lot of, I don't know.
Can I go up and read a plaque or?
Yes.
Something that's there. Something that maybe you have that we haven't read yet.
This one that you stand in front of reads, "The rain was brutal, and dissenters among the tribe were exiled. Our reign lasted nearly 3 years until several surrounding cities and towns grew wiser about us. They combined their forces and together sent a swath of troops to take us out. However, we had home field advantage, having held refuge in the forest of the Verdant Peaks for many, many years. But the warfare took a toll on the woods, and that was when Wendela arrived. Some called her a hag, and some called her a witch, a plague. but the curse she put on the royal family was deadly. And that is what that plaque reads.
Dang, the royal family's cursed?
Yes, Scotty has told you before that this is that the curse put upon the family by the mythic Wendela means that no member of the royal family reaches ages past the year of 30. They die on their 30th year.
So has that been true every single time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. That's not very old at all.
So that's why it is custom for there to be three partners in a royal family, because when the one of royal blood instead of marriage passes, the two of non-royal blood continue to raise the royal-blooded children.
Wow. Wow.
So it's the keeping of proper balance.
You know, I think that knowing all of this is going to help us in the tournament for sure.
I think we need to keep this in mind because although this is a symbol of Burnfort's past, I don't think it's fully in the past. I think something kind of weird is going on.
Oh.
I think a lot of weird things are going on, and we need to keep that in mind going forward. I think that something's weird's happening.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
It's rooted. It's rooted though in the history.
It's
and you know, remember what my parents said in their letter. Where did it go?
Grianna starts rifling through her pack to pull out the letter.
My parents said in the letter. Okay, let's see. The hero's gauntlet, that is no small feat. 1 year we stayed and watched the competition. At the end, it was one of the most cutthroat events we had ever witnessed, and we've witnessed quite a bit. The tourney was almost as intense as the political ongoings that masqueraded underneath it. Be careful you do not wade into these unknowingly. And now we know, because we're here, we're reading the plaques, and now we could wade into it knowingly. Thank you to my parents for the warning. Here we go.
Maybe we should talk.
Should I ask
my parents?
We
shouldn't be public about this.
There's no one.
If we try to look into this more, we shouldn't be public about us being like, well, we're doing some investigations. I think if we want to continue here, there's obviously something going on here. And maybe it has to do something with our tattoos. Maybe it doesn't. But I think it's something big. It's something going on that we need to figure out. And maybe to figure it out, like in the carnival, we play the game a little bit.
Let's play their game.
We do it under the table. We try to figure out what's going on.
Let's play the game. Let's go in disguise as people who really want to play the game.
Well, yeah. Not physically. I like what you're saying.
No, not physically.
Let's put some wigs
not
on.
Not physically in disguise, but let's put on facades. Let's act like we're playing along.
That's really investing in the tournament.
We're doing investigations on top of that.
Yeah.
So we're doing the tournament, but we got to keep our eyes out. We got to stay sharp at these parties.
We had to fully.
There was a murder at that party with one of the teams that got knocked out. I don't think that's a coincidence.
Maybe we should stay sober at these parties.
Maybe.
Yeah. If we go to any parties, we're sober. We act like we're drunk.
One drink
but we're
minimum.
Sober.
One drink minimum to make it look like we're there for the party.
We can take the edge drink off the whole night.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, wait.
Beside the parties.
I will come across the parties when we get to them. I am a sucker for drinking games, and I'm competitive. But should we? So Wendela. Wendela sounds like a pretty important character in this story. Can I look around
she's one
to see?
The curse.
She's the witch who cursed the family. Can I look around to see if there's any more information about Wendela in this ruin?
Wendela.
The only other thing that you can hear sort of about her is it is the curse that they were placed under. They literally just talk about Wendela at that small sentence.
Okay. That's what she's only mentioned. All right.
Well, I'm so excited because this way we could go into the tournament. Maybe we could even win.
Yeah.
If we try.
Yeah.
Harder.
I mean, I've been trying my hardest.
I think us staying in the game is going to give us more information about what's going on.
Let's do it.
We just got to play the game.
Let's play.
We
got to
do our investigations kind of under the table.
Okay.
I think this council is kind of bad news.
But I think we should also Like when presented situations, like with that general, tell the truth about messed up shit like that. Maybe.
Wait, what?
I was suggesting we tell the truth, but maybe not all the time.
Well, no, I think we always, I mean, we tell the truth when we can, but keep in mind that we're investigating.
Yeah, there was a murder, and I feel like if we start digging into that murder, if people find out, there might be a bounty on our heads.
Yeah.
So if we want to investigate.
Even though we didn't do anything, though, that's so crazy.
Yes, even if we didn't do anything, because we're looking into it.
Mm-hmm. Why would we be looking
into it? Sometimes information is the most dangerous thing, Kai.
Mm, you're right.
Especially with us, where we get so mad at people from the drop of the hat. Okay. You know,
like. Well,
so we're going to work on this.
So while we're on this topic, what do I do about this? And I whip out my glaive. I pull out an orb.
Uh-huh.
And then I whoosha. Oh, it goes into glaive.
Oh, please give me a warning.
Yeah. Let us, the first step with that thing, warn us before you turn it from an orb to that scary looking thing.
So how did you get that? You got it from
demon. He gave it to me.
I don't
know what to do. I feel like we can use this to our advantage, but also this thing feels it's got like this power to it that I'm like kind of attracted to, but then also know is not good. And I mean, this thing does serious damage. Mm. You guys saw.
Well, how about we take a look at it?
Yeah, let us look at it.
Can I roll an arcana check to see if I have read anything about this?
Okay.
Even if it's just like, I've heard of it. Like,
yeah, well, Arcana will give you a sense of the magic about it versus a history.
And I would like to detect magic.
Okay.
I have 18.
Okay.
I detect magic.
Griana, you cast detect magic and you see this dark black aura radiating off of this glaive. And you do know this school of magic. This is necromancy.
Okay, Kai.
What do I know?
There's I got an 18.
You know very similar things. You know, but you know aura. That... Wait. This not in like a really big way though.
Yep.
It's just like a vague undertone.
Okay.
Hey Kai, this seems like a bad news kinda deal.
Like what kind of bad news?
Like a no.
This is dark magic.
I kinda figured.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I sense a dark aura around this.
Might be the obsidian.
Maybe, yeah. But also the magic is no good.
Shit, guys, what do we do?
I think that how you said you were feeling drawn to it.
Yeah.
I think that's
weirdly,
the dark. That you're saying that it's weird that you're drawn to it, though. That's the dark magic doing its job. I think that you need to turn it back into an orb and forget about it.
And forget about it? But what do I do?
Put it away. Put it away.
I'll keep it in my fanny pack if you want.
I will.
Well,
hold on to it.
If you're feeling drawn to it, I don't think that's a good idea for you.
No. I will hold on to it. I don't want to give this. I don't want to give it to any of you because I don't know what it would do in the hands of another person. My conflict is I don't want to give it to anyone else, and I also don't want to just, like, leave it somewhere and forget about it because if someone else finds this, they could do some messed up stuff.
Okay.
Can I tell if it's, like, attached to mm-hmm. her now?
If it has a heartbeat.
I can, yeah. Well, Kai, I don't think we should leave it anywhere either. But this thing it's attached itself to you.
It's alive.
You know how, like, I'm attached to my sweatbands, how I cast magic through my sweatbands?
Yeah.
This thing has attached itself to you in that way. So I believe you're the only one who can use it right now.
Okay.
So if you gave it to one of us, we would not be able to use it.
I don't know. I don't want to do that. Something's telling me not to do that.
That's a fair feeling that you received.
Yeah, and I really don't.
It might overcome you, though. We might lose you to the glaive.
Okay, well, now we're
going to take some. There's something real bad news about this, glaive.
I bad know. News
Please,
bears.
I turn
Kai,
it back into an orb,
Kai,
and I put it in my backpack or my sack.
Don't use it.
Don't use it?
Don't use
I
it.
Know.
Don't use it.
Don't.
I will give you my hammer I got from the carnival.
No, it's
if that is incentive enough for you to not, I want you to use this one instead.
No, but you worked really hard to get that.
Take the fucking hammer.
Just take the hammer. You're going to use that. Use that. Don't use the glaive.
Kai, we just talked about how we need to be a part of this tournament and really commit and investigate and be a team. If you use that, you are not, you're saying that you're not serious about being in our team.
No, you guys, that's not.
That's how
listen,
we'll, that's
I'm just saying
we'll
don't use it until we have more information about it. If we figure out.
What if it's a bad, like, what if we run into some bad stuff?
I don't trust it.
All right, okay.
Can you imagine what people would think if they saw you whip that out and defeat someone with it? They'd think that you are someone who believes in dark magic. And that, my friend, is bad news.
That would not
bode well for us in this tournament.
Fine. I won't use it. I'll just hold on to it. And we'll just keep note.
But you know what? If you do start feeling like thoughts, like maybe it's starting to infiltrate your thoughts.
I'll let you guys know. I'll know. And if you see anything like weird going on with me,
we might have to check. We'll check back.
Just let me know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Great. So.
So you guys, what do you think's going on right now? Like, if you were to give your hypothesis of what the heck is going on, what would it be?
Well, I think somehow our tattoos are connected to the Dispara. And, like, you know, the planes of all these different dimensions don't exist anymore. So I feel like it's some sort of, like, dimension battle that's going on between the Dispara and all the other planes. Or, like, something new and transformative is happening. And I bet I make it sound good, but I don't think it's good. I don't know.
Yes.
And?
Yes, and? I think that whatever dark magic was going on that burned down Troutback, I think that it's not far off from whatever the hell is going on here, whatever's corrupting the government, I have this sick feeling in my bones that there's an overall corruption. And I also think that I'm a friggin' beast slayer. And I'm gonna slay some friggin' beasts, but that's sorry. I just got very excited again. I think this all ties together, and with our tattoos, and it's just all there's a connection that we're not seeing, and I hope that investigating through this tournament brings us one step closer to finding out.
Well, do you think we're just like players in a game at this tournament that this is meant to distract us from something else or bring us to something else?
I think it's meant to bring us to something else. Because we were distracted, and we weren't necessarily like extremely focused on winning this tournament, and that clearly wasn't working for us. I think the only way out is through.
Well, yeah.
What do you think, Zil?
I think that obviously there's an overarching happenstance. I think that we came here for a reason. The notebook had Burn 4 in it. And I feel like this is all going to tie together. Somehow, we just have to figure out what that is. I feel like the government is involved with that murder that happened. I feel like our tattoos have something to do with it.
Whoa, you think the government was involved with the murder?
I do.
Do you think?
That Milosh gave me a weird feeling.
The government usually is involved.
That's very true. Sneaky bitches.
I think that there's a lot going on here that we don't know. And if we stick to it, we stick to what we talked about, playing the game, we'll hopefully find out more. I feel like this is going to end with Burnfort burning down again.
Because it's burned down how many times?
It's burned down twice before. I feel like with everything that's been happening,
it's going to burn down again.
It's going to burn down again.
When?
And whether it's the Despara who bring it or it's something else, whether it's us who
bring it. So is it almost
I hope
like
we're not the ones that burn it down.
No, we will. Knock on wood, we will not burn it down.
Our names will be on these plaques.
Ooh, I feel like
we get our
being
name
here,
on one of these plaques.
Being here, I feel like we're going to learn something, but I don't quite know if it'll be good or bad yet.
It's like it's all building up, and we're just, like, sifting through it all right now. But
well, remember those, like, black feathers we found on our pillows, like, not too long ago?
Yeah.
What?
It's following us. That's what I'm saying. It's all following us. It's all connected. It must be connected.
We just have to figure out how.
Gosh.
How. And we'll figure out how by getting through.
So, okay. True.
Investigating through the tournament by disguising ourselves as people who really want to win, which we do, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I know.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad
I'm
that
intrigued.
We're still playing the game.
Because we kind of stumbled into this position of we were a Meats and More crew. We didn't train to be like these people that enter these tournaments and try to win and get all the prize money and, you know, all that stuff. But somehow here we are. So we just need to really believe that that's who we are. I'm no longer owner of the Meats and More.
You're
beast
a beast
slayer.
Slayer.
I'm a beast slayer.
Beast slayer. We're you all should get that tattooed slayer. On your butt.
I should get that tattooed on my butt. I just might. In real life.
This is real life.
Carly's
no,
real.
No, Carly. Beast
slayer. I don't know who Carly is.
True, we gotta be in character.
Fine.
I don't know who Carly Strait is.
But she might get a tattoo of Beast Slayer on her butt.
Who knows?
So now can I look around to see if there are any like anything resembling our tattoos in these ruins?
I already looked.
Oh, you did?
There's not.
Oh, okay. Thanks. So.
I've combed these ruins. Mm-hmm. I've really combed them. I think, because it's getting pretty late now.
Yep.
So finish up your sandwiches, everyone.
Yeah, they're pretty long gone at this point.
Back to Jack and Jill's.
And you guys. Yeah.